Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
In October of last year, the federal government removed the carbon tax from home heating oil for 3 years, a measure most beneficial to Atlantic Canadians. Well, good for them. Atlantic Canadians got really jammed by the carbon tax, and they let it be known to Mr. Trudeau's government through polling that his prospects of securing as many seats as he has in the past, pretty dim. And that's why Mr. Trudeau passed that carve-out of the federal carbon tax for home heating oil. But the Prime Minister refused to provide a similar carbon tax carve-out for Canadians heating their homes with natural gas or propane, used by the majority of residents in the Prairie provinces. And one of his ministers, when asked about it, said words to the effect, well, if you want that kind of deal from us, elect more Liberals. So you can prepare yourself for initiatives and legislation from this government in the year plus. They still have control of the parliament with their friends in the NDP, as long as the NDP Liberal contract continues. You can expect all sorts of legislative efforts or policy efforts to try to persuade Canadians, yeah, you should elect us again. Okay. You know what the definition of insanity is? Right. I don't need to expand on that. Well, this week, Saskatchewan's minister responsible for a provincial energy utility announced that the province will not remit the carbon levy on home heating fuels to Ottawa, understanding this may lead to fines and potentially prison time for executives of Sask Energy. We've spoken with Premier Scott Moe about this in the past, and he's made it very clear what his objectives are for his province. And the federal government has made it very clear they don't give a damn. So push has, in fact, come to shove. Premier Scott Moe joins us. Premier, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much, Roy, and it's great to talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Before we do anything else, can I just get your thoughts, please, on the impact Brian Mulroney had on this country?
Yeah, first, from Saskatchewan, all of Saskatchewan, our thoughts are with the Mulroney family. I've reached out to both Mark and Carolyn and expressed our condolences. Brian Mulroney, was a great leader in this nation. He was a leader that proudly represented Canada, both within the nation and outside. Some of the relationships that he built throughout the U.S. and the European Union and around the world, I think that was a time when we could collectively across this nation be very proud of what Canada brought to the world stage. And Brian very much represented Canada well. And, we're forever grateful for his leadership from the province of Saskatchewan. And our hearts are with the family. As it is always family first, our hearts are with the Mulroney family at a difficult time.
Yeah, well said, Premier. One of the things Mr. Mulroney did was try to build consensus. And even at the time that he introduced the goods and services tax, which was hugely unpopular, and Mr. Chrétien saying, we'll ban the tax or whatever the line was. In 1993, essentially won him that election. But Mr. Mulroney tried to build consensus, and he sent ministers, including his finance minister, Michael Wilson, around the country. Mr. Wilson was in this studio with me several times trying to explain to Canadians what the GST was. We know now, but at the time, there was a great deal of uncertainty. But Brian Mulroney tried to get people to understand and build consensus. We don't see that at this time with this particular government and this particular prime minister. Now, you warned Mr. Chrétien and his deputy, Stephen Guilbeault, the environment minister, that Saskatchewan would withhold carbon tax if no carve-out for natural gas were put in place for residents in your province, Premier. You did so on air with us. Did you ever hear from Ottawa on your warnings to the Trudeau government?
Not really. And I pine for the days of where Minister Wilson and Brian, Prime Minister of the day, Mulroney's direction, went out and actually tried to find common ground with the provinces across this nation on, I would say, equally as challenging, maybe even more challenging topics like the bringing in the GST versus what we see this government doing today. There is a conversation to be had here, and I would say a collaborative one. We all understand we need to reduce our emissions, continue our march towards a lower carbon Canada and a lower carbon world ultimately. And we're finding our way in the industries in Saskatchewan, are finding their way, and they're some of the most sustainable industries in the world. What we said in this instance was we're going to make exactly the same decision as the federal government made when they rightfully so lifted the carbon tax on home heating fuel, which is largely going to impact those in Atlantic Canada. We felt we were going to do the same for Saskatchewan residents to the degree that we could. So we did lift it on electric heating as well as natural gas. We unfortunately aren't able to help those that are utilizing propane, which includes many northern and rural residents in the province as well. But we've lifted it on the areas where we can. Same decision as the federal government made. They call, I think, their aspect of the decision a proper decision to lower costs for Canadians. And I think they referred to ours. I think Minister Wilkinson referred to us making the same decision as nothing short of anarchy. And so this isn't consensus building. This isn't working with the provinces to a collaborative solution, of which I think we could find one. This is quite the opposite of that today. And, quite a divisive approach, I would say. And I think many provinces would agree with that.
It's really a negotiation by threat that we're getting from Ottawa these days. Would you agree?
Well, that's the attempt. It isn't working very well. And I would say that it's maybe showing up in the polls as well, which are worth exactly what you pay for them, which isn't very much. But I would say that Canadians are noticing, and Canadians have had enough of whether you call it negotiation by threat or just a lack of working together to find that collaborative point. We actually all know where we need to find our way to. We need to lower our emissions in the industries that are creating wealth, but not at the expense of that wealth. And if you do so, you'll find yourself like, Germany and the European Union, where you end up buying those energy products from other places that are much dirtier often and maybe less stable. And I would say the European Union and Germany in particular put themselves in a very vulnerable position in the last few years. We aren't going to do that in Saskatchewan, and I would suggest we shouldn't do it across Canada. We should plan, work together to lower our emissions, but keep our economy strong and continue to produce some of the most sustainable products that you can find on Earth. There is a path forward. This government just seems to miss the mark time and time and time again on working with provinces to find that proper and appropriate path for Canadians.
No question in your mind that the carbon tax carve out for electric heating or electric home heating was just an effort to try to not lose too many seats in Atlantic Canada.
Well, and I think their minister admitted to that. He said we should elect more liberals in Saskatchewan. Well, I can see that happening.
Well, you better get at it.
Yeah, I guess they could start campaigning.
How's it going to work, Premier? Because there is legislation in place that requires you to turn over the, as I understand anyway, there's legislation in place that requires Saskatchewan to turn over the carbon levy to Ottawa.
Yeah, so what we did is we, Sask Energy applied to be dismissed as the gas deliverer in the province, and the government has applied to be that deliverer. Both have been accepted by the federal government. The accountability now on who is responsible for submitting this is the Minister of Crown Investment Corporation. That's Minister Duncan. I think he has alluded that he doesn't think that he's going to be going to carbon jail anytime soon. But that is the change that has taken place. That's a significant change so that our energy company is indemnified. This is the decision of the minister whether or not to remit. The minister in Saskatchewan has made exactly the same decision as the Prime Minister of Canada, in that we are not going to charge or remit the carbon tax on home heating fuels to the extent that we can. And so it's the same decision as the federal government made, and we would expect to be treated the same as Atlantic Canadians, as we are all from one nation.
And yet you're being described, you told us, as anarchists.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know how that could be possible when, as I said, we're essentially emulating the very same decision. One must remember as well that the reason we have largely natural gas being utilized in Saskatchewan is because Saskatchewan people themselves and through a government program in the 1980s switched from home heating fuel to natural gas. We paid for it ourselves. We didn't have a federal government program in place to do that. We made that transition ourselves in this province. And so we, you know, we just feel quite fundamentally that the decision the federal government made was unfair to at least in our concern as Saskatchewan residents. And so we did what we could to ensure that it is fair. And listen, this doesn't change our foundational principle on the carbon tax. We think it should be removed on everything for everyone. We've taken that battle right to the Supreme Court of Canada. It's pushing up inflation. Canadians are not getting more back than they receive directly or indirectly from this silly tax. And quite frankly, it's not reducing emissions neither. And so it needs to go away. It would be good if this government would realize this, that. But if they don't, I'm sure the next will.
I recall, and I'm going to ask my producer across the glass, Tom, to find the clip of Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall when he asked the question of Mr. Trudeau, what's the point of the carbon tax? So try and find that, please, Tom, because Premier, you remember this extremely well. You were a minister in Mr. Wall's Saskatchewan government at the time, but it was the first Premier's meeting with the Prime Minister on the carbon tax, and Mr. Trudeau explained it in such an eloquent manner that I became confused. And he said, essentially, we will collect the carbon tax from your farmers, and then we'll take the money and we will return it to you. And Mr. Wall's question to the Prime Minister was, so you're going to collect the carbon tax, and then you're going to send it back to us to give it back to the farmers. So what's the point? It's still what's the point, isn't it?
Absolutely. What's the point? And then the other question Premier Wall had asked at the time, I was Minister of Environment at that point in time, and I remember quite clear, was, has anyone done an economic analysis of what the economic impact of this tax is going to be to the industries that are employing people, creating wealth, and ultimately building our communities across this nation? Nobody had, until the Parliamentary Budget Officer had a look into it. And he said that Canadians directly and indirectly are not getting back as much money as they receive. That's true today. It is a harmful tax to the growth of our economy. It's a harmful tax to families as it increases inflation. And it doesn't do what it was designed to do, which is reduce emissions.
Premier, on the issue of you being called an anarchist or your government being called anarchists by the federal government, and you're not going to turn over money, carbon tax money, to them because you're not collecting it. But it's also there's still that threat, is there not, in legislation of potential fines and imprisonment? You and I have talked about that in the past. Is that still hanging over you?
To some degree, but all of that now lands on the minister and the minister's office, and to have one level of government make an equal an equitable decision, the same as another level of government has done. I'd welcome our day to defend that at some point in time. Listen, this gets back to where we started with a previous prime minister that had sent his minister Michael Wilson at the time out to work with provinces and work with partners on finding finding those points of commonality and collaborating on finding what is the best path forward. There's been none of this from this federal government, whether it be on the carbon tax, whether it be on the multitude of environmental programs that really infringing a provincial jurisdiction, clean electricity standard, clean fuel standard, fertilizer caps, oil production caps, all of these things are squarely in the provincial jurisdiction, not the federal jurisdiction. Where the federal government is attempting to move without even as much as consulting, working with, or mentioning it to the provinces. And so it's It's disappointing. It's divisive. And I think, quite frankly, many Canadians have quite frankly had enough of it and are ready to move forward with, something different, maybe emulating something more of what we had many years ago, where we were proud on the global stage and we worked collaboratively together to make for a better nation. I have been at the center of some of those disagreements. All of them, I have been responsive to. It's not the province of Saskatchewan that has introduced these types of environmental policies that are infringing in the federal sphere. It's always the federal government that moves first, does not consult, tries to move into areas of provincial jurisdiction. And you see provinces like Saskatchewan and leaders like myself responding to the initiatives of the federal government. That's disappointing, and it's disappointing time and time again. And that's what this is when we are treating Saskatchewan families equitably by removing the carbon tax on their home heating fuels.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.